this topic that I'm going to preach on. And it really bothers me, and we got to be careful that we don't end up being like the Israelites and the Pharisees and the scribes. So I want to bring you a message here this afternoon called KJV Only, King James Only, but NIV Living. And he's like, uh-oh, KJV Only, but NIV Living. And I'll explain myself here. Let me read a few scriptures here, then we'll explain. I'll explain myself here. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And then Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Father, I pray you bless us. I pray, Lord, you'd show us your truths tonight or this afternoon, Lord, in your word and help us to live by them, Lord. But Lord, I see a problem that I've seen amongst churches that hold to the King James Bible. And Lord, we need to be careful. Lord, help us to understand these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe, first of all, I want to start this out by making sure folks understand very clearly. I believe the King James Bible is the inspired, preserved, and perfect words of God. I will not move from that. I believe that wholeheartedly. I also believe that we have the very words of God right here. I believe we have them right here. Somebody said, "Oh, do you believe in double inspiration?" That's a foolish term. That doesn't make any sense. Double inspiration? I mean, how do you doubly inspire something? Why would it have to be doubly inspired when it's already inspired? That's just goofy. It doesn't make sense. That's just a way to try to knock the King James Bible. It's a way for people to try to look for some originals that aren't there. I'm not looking for, I want you to understand before I preach this message, I'm not looking for the originals, okay? Because they're not here, okay? The way that they preach them, that's like some mythical land of originals somewhere, okay? That's not what we find here. We find that God said that he would give his word. What does it say here? It says here, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So it's not just, well, it was given. No, it says is given. So read what it says and believe what it says. I'm not looking for inspiration in some language that no other man can speak or understand. I have the perfect words of God in the vulgar tongue right here. I have it right here. God knew English would be the most used language in the world. And God knew this King James Bible would be the most used translation of the Bible. Even more than the originals that are no longer here. Those originals that are talked about. By the way, you and I would not be able to read the originals or know if we even had them if we had them in our hands. Would we? Oh, I believe it's inspired in the originals! Well, how would you know if you even had one? So how would you even know you had an original in the first place? Is there any man on this earth that would know he had an original if he had it in his hands in the first place? No. Nothing works that way except in this make-believe land that people like to live in. Okay? And they know it too. They just want to talk. They just want to sound more educated than you, so they say things like that. I make a lot of friends when I say things like that too. But I know I hold the perfect words of God right here in this King James Bible. I know that's right here. I have them. They're right here. So before I start this sermon, I don't want anybody to think that I've wavered on my position or that I'm bashing being King James only or anything like that. On the contrary, my problem is that there are people that claim to be King James only, but they live like the NIV. That's the way they live. And you know what it causes? It causes scorn to the truth. It causes what the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse number 14. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. I know a lot of people that blaspheme that King James only position, and they use other things. Now, be it they're wrong for what they're doing, they're not correct because the Bible is correct. The King James Bible is inspired, is perfect. But the problem becomes the fact that because they live like they follow the NIV, it destroys, it hurts, it harms the position. What do I mean by that? Well, number one, we have many King James only people who live loose lives. They live very loosely, I would say, or lascivious, if you want to call it that. One of the areas of this looseness, I believe, and I've seen preachers do this, and I want to warn you about this, I've seen them do it, where they're, I mean, these preachers are advertised in Hollywood and pop culture in the churches, and there's like an invasion of it in the churches. There is an invasion of modeling ourselves after what someone with a modern Bible would do. I've seen it in these churches, they where they hold up this King James Bible. They say they believe it's the words of God, and they say all those things. And that's fine, and that's great, that's the right position to take. But why does your life and your ministry and the looseness of your life remind me of some modern version NIV living person? Why is everything like a modern version then? Why is everything in your ministry like a modern perversion? Somehow preachers think that preachers believe that they could be King James only in their theology, but it does not translate into the rest of their everyday lives. And that is, I'm telling you, that is one of the major problems in our churches today. That they say, well, we believe this is God's word and everything. Yeah, but do you believe what's in it? What about what's in it? Do you follow what's in it? Because it's great that you believe it's your authority, and it's great that you plant your flag on it, and that's wonderful. That's what you're supposed to do, but the problem is, the rest of your life, it doesn't show that you believe that book. Because there's a bunch of lascivious living. A bunch of shacking up with the world, so to speak, and pop culture and Hollywood and all those other things that go along with it. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Okay, that verse is in the King James Bible. So while you're telling everybody you're King James and you're strong King James, would you please live that verse as well? Don't live a loose, lascivious lifestyle and then wave around that you're King James and everything's all right. And man, those NIV guys are bad. Well, why are you living like the NIV guys then? Because at least they're not claiming they got the truth. They don't even know what the truth is, half of them. But you're living your life and modeling yourself after what they're doing. So you have King James only, but you have NIV living. It's not consistent. But see, there's a lot of people that hide behind the position of being King James only. They hide behind it, and they don't live right with it. So that's why we call it King James only, but NIV living. Churches now use worldly slogans and campaigns to promote church activities. One big name church uses Captain America and Marvel Comics to try to attract people to the house of God. What is that right there? It's NIV living. That's what it is. So great. We use the King James Bible here. Wonderful. You should. Everybody should. It's the only one. But listen, only one for us anyway, but listen to me and listen to me very closely. If it doesn't translate into your ministry or your life, what good is it? That's great. I know some people that follow modern perversions and they're wrong about it. But you know what? They believe in living separated and holy lives. They're dead wrong about what they're saying. But you know what? You who hold the truth should be King James only. Also in your life. Right, because you have the truth. We see right now, we see King James only, but NIV pop culture modernistic living. It's invaded the lives of people where they've used the King James as a cover and are living loosely. Many members of King James only churches today watch the same movies as the world, go to the same places as the world, and act the same as the world. They have NIV Living all masked in the KJV only. And that's wonderful. You ought to have this book. I mean, you ought to believe, because it is the true words of God. It is inspired. But you know what the problem is? You act like you believe it, but it doesn't show. So because you're King James only, somebody will have you preach in their pulpit, but they wouldn't have that guy, which I understand that. We hold that standard here. But listen, but that guy's living a righteous life and a separated life, and he's wrong about the Bible version. He's dead wrong about it. But why is he living for God and you're not? And why is he judged by only that and you're not judged by what you're doing? And believe me, I'm not defending modern perversions at all. Neither am I going to defend a modern perverted lifestyle out of somebody that holds up a King James Bible. Amen. I'm not going to give them a cover because they're King James only and they can do whatever they want to do. No, you can't. If you're going to be King James only, then you better live like it too. Amen. Many members of them, they have NIV Living all masked in that King James only. Our churches are full of them today. As long as a school or a church is King James only, they are kept in fellowship while ignoring all the other error that is there. Have you noticed that? And half of them, by the way, that say they're King James only, they're really not. I don't have time to get into that today. But when you start pressing them for questions, they're not. They're not. They just run as a flat. That's a cover for them. And you know what? Another thing, I'm going to have another message on this, but I'm a little tired of this too. I'm a little tired of people hiding behind their doctrinal statements. A lot of churches hide behind their doctrinal statements, but when you start pinpointing them, they really don't believe anything, but they've got that cover of a doctrinal statement that they can use to cover up whatever they want to. And they won't preach on the hard things, and they won't touch the hard things, and they really won't dig deep into doctrine either. Why? Because they're King James only, but they're NIV Living. They're pastors that watch the same movies as the world. They're even so bold as to advertise that they watch these movies. Now listen, it's one thing to be carnal enough. It's one thing to be carnal enough to watch movies that you shouldn't watch. It's another thing to tell everybody you're doing it and brag about it. Yeah, but it got the devil work. I mean, it's one thing to want to warn people and things like that. It's one thing to do that. It's another thing to watch these movies and talk about how much you watch these movies and how much you like them. I mean, even before I quit watching movies, I didn't hardly watch anything anyway. And I wouldn't watch a bunch of magic and witchcraft and all that other garbage that was on there. But I see pastors and people watching this stuff full of witchcraft and everything, talking about how they kind of liked it and it was a good movie and everything. And you're out there, what are you doing? Well, you get to wave a King James Bible and say, see, I'm King James only. Yeah, but you're NIV Living. I mean, you live like a modern perversion, person that follows a modern perversion would. It's confusion. It's double-mindedness. It's confusion. And it causes confusion in your ministry. And those that follow you will cause confusion. And it confuses children. What's right and what's wrong? I've pinpointed people before, Don. So we tell me what you think is so good about Hollywood and how you can defend it. Yep, that's the answer I get. Hear that silence? That's the answer I get. And no, that's not just my opinion. That's Bible. Amen. What good will it do if you brag on being King James only, but you don't live it or believe it? Too many churches today hide behind a doctrinal statement they can practice any way they want as long as they are King James only. But again, I'm going to pick that up on another message. I want to talk about some of those things, but not now. I just want to deal with loose living and a few other things that I have seen that hurts. By the way, it hurts the cause of the King James Bible. It hurts the cause because this is the true. These are the true words of God. This is the preserved, inspired word of God. And when people can pinpoint other things in your life, sin in your life, and try to deal with sin, it deflects. Now, are they right? No, they're wrong. But the point is that so are you. And that you and I have to be careful what we do and how we live. Amen! That's the sad thing. They're living a loose lifestyle. King James only, but NIV living. Many pastors have no problem about talking about the movies they go to. But you just remember what the Bible says in Psalms 101:3. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Right? I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. That verse is in the King James too. How can you be King James only but ignore the holy righteous living that is taught in this book? I believe men are hiding behind a position of superiority with the King James Bible, but they don't want it to be measured in their entire life. Now, none of us are perfect, and no one claims that. Well, there are some guys that claim it, but I've talked to a few of those guys, but I don't claim it. But that's a dangerous place to be. Do you remember the Israelites? They hid behind the priesthood and that the Gentiles were dogs. Remember that? That they had the oracles of God given to them and that they had the truth. And they did. They did. But I want you to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 3. I want to show you the danger of this. The danger of being King James only but NIV living. Because these guys have the truth. They had everything. Matthew chapter 3, verse number 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up the children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. What's my point? My point is that, yeah, you're the children of Abraham. That's great. But Abraham's children are children of faith. And you have the truth, and that's great, because you do have the truth, right? You do have the truth, and you do have faith. All right. But you know what? Why aren't you living it? Why aren't you living the truth? Why aren't you following the truth? Why are you claiming to be those children that have the truth or children of the truth, but you're a generation of vipers? So see, there was a danger there. Many pastors and King James only brethren don't preach against the wickedness of Hollywood and pop culture. Why? Because they're mingled with it. Their ministries are so entirely mingled up with it and yoked with it, together with it. Right. Right, they're baptized in it. That's right. And they bait other people with it to bring other people in. They're baited with it. So what happens then? They're King James only, but they're NIV living. That's what happens. Their whole life is like a modern perversion. Their ministry is like a modern perversion. You speak one thing with authority, but then in the next you're talking about something else completely. I'll tell you another problem I have, number two that I've seen. Rampant divorce and fornication in the King James only camp. Now, let me preface this by saying this. Again, I believe this King James Bible is the Word of God. Amen. I don't have any doubts about that. And now everyone also knows my position on divorce and remarriage. I do believe there is such a thing as a biblical divorce and remarriage. I do believe that. I do not believe that every instance it is right in the sight of God's eyes for someone just to go ahead and divorce and walk away. I'm very clear on that. I do not believe that saved people should just dump their spouses. I believe they should try to work it out when two people are saved and drop their pride and try to work it out together. I do believe that those things are scriptural. Having said that, and I do believe there is a time when some people they can't. It's not going to happen. I understand that. Especially when you're married to a lost person. And they're not pleased to dwell with you. And it ain't going to work. Because Christ divides. Amen. It'll happen. So I'm not bashing people that have been divorced before. I don't hold the position that people are perpetual adulterers, because I can show those brethren that hold that position how they are sorely mistaken from the scriptures. And it only takes a few verses to prove that, by the way. So anyway, that's another story. So I'm not bashing, but what I'm saying, but I have seen, I see today many people in our own camps of King James only pastoring churches where their marriages have amounted to knockdown, drag out battles. And clearly those are not just one-sided battles, they're two-sided. If a saved man has twice divorced while pastoring a church, there is a problem with his discernment, neither choosing a wife or his being a husband. You're not going to convince me that you got married twice as a pastor and both of these women are the bad ones. Because you know what I'm going to say to you? If you're a pastor, you really don't know how to pick a wife. Amen. Because you're not going to tell me that you just skated off free and you were a perfect husband. Exactly. It does. So anyway, so I want you to think about those things. There's a real issue there today. If it's another thing, the Bible is very clear not to deal treacherously with the wife of thy youth. In Malachi 2:15, and did not he make one? Yet he had the residue of the spirit, and wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away, for one covereth violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, that you deal not treacherously. Now, again, I'm not saying there's not a case for a divorce or remarriage. I didn't say that. But I'm saying it's rampant today for a reason. I'm talking about among saved people that know better. People have been married for like 30 years, all of a sudden waking up one day and saying, I don't love my wife, I'm leaving. Come on, man. I was recently told by somebody that a huge Ohio Baptist church connected to all the strong Baptist churches in Ohio, that the man's wife left for some reason. The pastor's wife left for some reason. And it was found out that she divorced her husband. Well, it appears she wasn't that bad of a lady, because the pastor married his own secretary a few weeks later. So I think his wife might have known something was going on. What do you think? By the way, where in the Bible do you see that female secretary for the pastor? Where's that staff at? Of course it's a problem. It's always the problem. Yeah. Turning your church into a business and running it like the world? Yeah, that's a problem. Having contact with some woman that's not your wife every day and having her serve you every day? Are you getting it? Does it make sense? It's not hard. It really isn't. This stuff is really simple if you follow the scriptures. But what happened to that man? They never skipped a beat and he kept preaching and pastoring. KJV only, but NIV living. KJV only, but NIV living. King James only, but live like a modern perversion. By the way, just because there is a biblical divorce for fornication does not mean that a man should marry right away. Nor he or she needs to care for the first thing he or she needs to do if they have children is care for their children first and make sure they have healed as best they can before they're able to choose to love another and get over. You better make sure they're over the other person as well. Sometimes people think that they could just rush right into something, just turn around and just rush right into it right away. Well, because I can, because it was biblical divorce. Okay, fine. It was a biblical divorce. But does that mean that God wants you to get married right away? I mean, there's people that will be married for like 30 years and their wife will take off on them and they'll be married a year later to somebody. Really? 30 years of your life with somebody? You can just be like, okay, I'm just going to marry somebody else. I don't think so. I don't think it's that easy. I don't think you can heal from that quickly or even really start that road to recovery. You're pretty much in a daze for the first 6 or 7, 8 months that happens to you. But I'm just telling you the one thing that I've seen with this. They'll defend the King James Bible, but they live like an NIV. They live like they're following the modern perversions. It's real, folks. I've seen it every day. You're seeing it. Now, I know a lot of it has to do with the apostasy and the end times and the things we're dealing with, but it's real. They'll hold up and wave up the King James Bible, but their life and the testimony is not there. You better be King James only in your life, too.
Amen.
You better follow it in that life of yours. Another area I see this is a loose living, this immodesty with ladies. God demands in His Word that ladies dress and act in a modest way. Turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Today, what I've seen in a lot of pastors' wives and just a lot of ladies today is they go to King James only churches. Hey, great. Amen. That is important. That's, if you don't have the book, you're in trouble. Amen. I'm not downplaying that. Neither am I going to downplay the fact that you need to live by that book either. Remember, Israel had the words of God, didn't they? What'd they end up doing? Apostatizing while they were holding it. Did you hear me? They were holding the law of God, and they were apostatizing while they were doing it. Think. 1 Timothy 2:9, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the women learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Some husbands don't care if their wives are dressed modest or not, or immodest or not. Pastors' wives, I've seen pastors' wives out there dressing in yoga pants, covering themselves. Some women think because they're older, they don't have to cover their bodies. But they do. All ladies. Amen? And all men, by the way. Keep covered. Especially the older one, Lisa. You're terrible, Lee. But God hasn't changed His law any. God hasn't changed the fact of His commands any. And last time I checked, a man was supposed to dress like a man and a woman was supposed to dress like a woman per Deuteronomy, right? That hasn't changed, has it? Oh, but that you don't mix. What about sowing your diverse seeds and all this stuff? No, we're talking about, there's a message on that. Go back and listen to it. But Brother Russ preached a message on that, but the Bible's very clear. You know, it's really, really scary when you can't tell the difference between man and woman today. Walking down the street, you can't tell the difference. Amen. Ought to be able to tell the difference, right? God says they're supposed to be different. He said, after the same manner, likewise, the ladies, they're supposed to be modest. Shame-faced with sobriety. That means they're not out there trying to boss men around, out there trying to tell them what to do. Or be a police officer.
Amen.
And be the only one man enough to talk out of all the police officers.
Amen.
Is this offensive? Or is it true? And offensive. I didn't write it. I was just commanded to preach it. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Pastors' wives dressing, not dressing appropriately, not dressing biblically after a modest way. What good will it do, my friend, if we don't follow God's order and we hold up that King James Bible and say we stand on its authenticity, but we just happen to not believe anything that's in it. Isn't that what Israel did? Didn't they do the same thing? Didn't Israel say, but we are not like those Gentile dogs. We have the law of God. It was given to us. The oracles of God, they were given to us. We're not like you, Goya, you Gentile dogs. We're not like you. But we have the law of God. That's great. You can hold up. You can say, we have the words of God. And you're right, you do. But what good is it if you don't follow any of it? What will it profit you if you don't believe any of it? What will it profit you to hold your King James Bible in your hand and not follow it and live like an NIV? Live like you're following a modern perversion. That's one of the problems we have today is we hold it up and we got the truth, but it's not our only argument. It's we need to follow what's in it. We need to stand on what's in it. That's right. You know what Spurgeon said? He said, a faith which works not for purification will work for putrefaction. Unless our faith makes us pine after holiness, it is no better than the faith of devils. And perhaps it is not even so good as that. A holy man is the workmanship of the Holy Spirit. And we ought to hold up this King James Bible as the very inspired words of God, but we better hold it up and say, and we will follow it. We're not going to live like an NIV, but claim to be King James. Remember, the Jews had the oracles of God. They had it all. What ended up happening to them? It's not enough to have a King James Bible. We must obey what's in it. We have hypocrisy in our lives. We cause the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme His name. If we who have the truth hold it in unrighteousness, what does the Bible say about that? Romans chapter 1 and verse number 18. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. How many people hold the truth, in unrighteousness? Listen, if you believe these are the very words of God, then it ought to translate into your life. In every aspect of your life, it ought to be a part of it. Because you have the truth. You're not looking for the truth. You're settled on it that it's the truth. You're settled on it when the Bible says, for the words of the Lord are pure words as silver, tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this day forever. You believe that. Bible says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Doers of this word. It's great that you and I are blessed because we can hear the words of God. But are we following them? Do you realize that we can't even claim the excuses of the NIV boys? Do you understand that? Do you realize how responsible you want? No, I'm looking for double inspiration. How about double accountability? All right. How about to whom much is given, much shall be required? You have the very words of God. You're not missing any word from them. So then why when God says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts? Why when God says that we're to be ready to give an answer to every man that asketh you the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear? Why is it that God's people then, the ones that hold the truth, that have it, and some men are holding this truth, why is it they're holding it in unrighteousness? Why is it they can claim to be King James all the time, they ignore everything that's in it? I hear a lot of people, whether they're Ruckmanites or whatever they are, I hear them tout the King James Bible. Amen! I agree with you! But then why so many bad music stands? Why the poor music? Why the poor dress? Why the poor living? Why? Why the churches with the loose lifestyles? The pastors that get the hold of the King James Bible and go home and watch 40 hours a week of television. Amen. Go home and fill their lives up with nothing but sports and entertainment and everything else. Watch the same movies, do the same, go to the same programs, everything else the same as the world does. But hold up and say, yeah, but we believe that King James Bible is the Word of God. Wonderful, so do I, but it's got to translate into your life. It should affect every area of your life. I'm not saying we're going to be perfect. But boy, I sure wouldn't be bragging about how worldly we are. I sure wouldn't be taking on the philosophies of the world. Holding up the King James Bible and saying, hey, these are the inspired words of God, but living like I don't believe that. I'm telling you, one of the worst areas I've seen is entertainment. You want to talk about how many people got mad and upset with a group of people that got mad and upset? Those were the Ruckmanites. Many of them got very upset with me and attacked me very personally on there when I came out against Hollywood and movies. Yeah. Oh, I've been accused of being a deeper lifer for a long time. I just asked them, is there any other life but the deep one? Amen. Your life is dead and hidden Christ. And when he shall appear, then, amen, the Bible says we'll be. But we're dead and hidden Christ now. Christ who is our life when he shall appear. Amen. But some of the people that attacked me the most were the ones that said, hey, we're King James and we don't have that corrupt Alexandrian text. Well, amen. Well, I got something for you. Why don't you live it then? Because that King James says, I'll abstain from all appearance of evil. Amen. It says, I'll set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Job said, I will make a covenant with my eyes. Amen. Those are still in this King James Bible. And some of the worst people, excuse me, that got upset with me were those that held up the King James Bible. Man, they were saying, oh, you don't need to preach against that Hollywood stuff. You just need to preach the Bible. Well, the Bible preaches against all that Hollywood stuff. You don't need to bring up all that stuff and give facts about them and everything else. I had other people tell me the same thing. Oh, you don't need to talk about all that spirit world, all that stuff that's going on. Oh, I know, because the Bible doesn't talk about that at all, does it? Amen. It's in there, believe me. Well, while you're holding it up, would you care to read it and study it? And while you believe it's the inspired Word of God, would you care to follow it then? Would you care to not lead other people astray down a wrong road then? Say, well, I can watch these movies and I can do this. It's not going to... I had somebody tell me one time. I've had people tell me this many times. Well, I can watch those scary movies. I'm not going to turn into an axe murderer or anything. No, I'm not going to turn into it. Well, who said you were going to turn into an axe murderer just because you watched something? Does it honor Christ or not? Right, exactly. That's taking pleasure in unrighteousness. But who asked you that? Nobody said you're going to turn into an axe murderer by watching something. But you'll defile your conscience with it. I mean, I've seen some of them be King James only and talk like a trash can. But all the while lift up the King James Bible. Well, amen, I'm glad you lift up the Bible. But don't live like a modern perversion then. Don't speak like a modern perversion then. Don't have this unclean, wicked speech come out of your mouth about everything. Oh, it's okay to do this. I can do this. Hey, we're King James only. We're not like those people that follow the Alexandrian text. No, you're right. You're not. So God's going to hold you accountable for what you do. Amen? And if you don't live that book that you're holding up right now, you and I are going to be accountable for that. And we are being accountable. We are accountable for that right now. Why? Because you're not looking for the truth, friend. You already have it. And you'll be judged by this truth. But I've seen a lot of pastors that will put forth things out there. A lot of preachers, they say, well, I can get along with anybody that's King James only. And I can, no, you know what? You better be awful careful about that, because I can't. I can't get along with everybody that just uses that King James Bible. Why? Well, because a lot of them believe in a universal, invisible, magical, mystical church out there somewhere. I don't believe in that. I've never seen one of those in the scriptures. Okay? I can't follow that. Some of them believe in speaking in tongues. Some of them believe in a lot of things that are King James only. They don't believe in repentance. We'll get into some of those doctrinal issues in another message. But they claim to be King James only. But you know what? If you have this loose lifestyle and this loose living and it doesn't, I mean, and it's okay, well, we can have rocky music in our church because we have a King James Bible. Or we can push the limits on some of these things because we have a King James Bible. No, you can't. You're accountable for that. And it's this loose living and this lack of standards today that's going on, and lack of dress standards and living for God and holiness and separation, separating from sin and being sanctified unto the Lord. Not just being separate, not just walking away from the world, but being sanctified unto God. For His purpose and His use, to use you in your life, to be separated from sin. Come out from among them and be ye separate, thus saith the Lord God. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my children, saith the Lord God Almighty. You can be King James only all day long, but if you live like you're an NIV, if you live like a modern perversion, what good is it going to do anybody? What is it going to profit them? How are you going to help them to live? So you can, in your ministry, you can hold up the King James Bible, but you can promote Hollywood and wickedness and pop culture and everything else? And because you're King James, that's okay? No, it's not. It's sin. And though you may attract some people because you don't take hard stands on things, it's still not right. It is right. It's a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. We're to be simple towards evil, remember? Right is right and wrong is wrong. Sin is sin. And we've got to be careful that as we hold up this King James Bible and we believe it's the inspired, perfect, infallible Word of God, we better not live like we follow modern perversions. Our lives ought to be ordered as such. Our wives ought to be submissive to their own husbands. Amen? In everything that the Bible says. In everything. Amen? Now, we understand the difference in sin. All right, you're not to submit to evil, the Bible says. We get that. But a husband and a wife, the wife's supposed to follow her husband, to be submissive. She's to be chaste, to keep her at home, obedient to her own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Amen. We ought to raise our daughters like daughters and our sons like sons. Amen. That's right, we do have an authority. It is this King James book. But why follow an NIV design? I know some people that follow modern perversions that their families are ordered more according to this King James than the version they're using. We better be careful about that. The Israelites like to brag about how good they had, how much they had the truth too. And their lives are full of hypocrisy. And they weren't following the very word that they were bashing people with. And we need to be careful not to do that. We better follow, if we're going to follow this King James Bible, if we're going to say we're King James only, and we are, then we better follow it in our lives too. We're not following NIV. We better not have NIV living. The loose living. Live like a modern perversion. That better not be how our life is. We have the truth. We better follow it. We have no excuse not to. And we are held accountable for it. Amen. So don't hide behind it. There's a lot of people that hide behind that. They'll hide behind the fact they're King James only, but the rest of their ministry doesn't match the King James Bible. The rest of their lives doesn't match the King James Bible. They're allowed to live loosely. These pastors, you know, divorcing and remarrying and being in fornication, adultery, and all these things going on. But hey, they're King James only. That's wrong, friend. That's wrong. And God's going to judge for that. And this loose lifestyle, well, we're King James only, but, you know, I don't know about those dress standards things. They're no big deal. I mean, you know, no, it is a big deal. This whole world is a big perverted mess. You can't even hardly walk outside without being perverted or without being violated by what somebody's wearing. I was standing in line we were in the line at the Costco. Remember that? And the person was in front of me, and I had to turn around and I had to stare at them, and I could not look behind me because there was a woman that was not covered. And no matter what I did, it was right in front of my face. So I had to just turn around and I just had to talk to somebody else. Now, you ought not have that testimony as a lady. You better make sure that that's not your testimony. That you are covering up, that you are being modest. That you are not leading anyone astray. See, isn't it the guy's fault? Yeah, you're right. There's wickedness in the heart of a man. I don't doubt that. The heart is the problem. But you know what? Don't be Satan's bait either. How you like that, huh? Don't be bait that Satan uses to lure somebody else or to cause somebody to stumble. Nobody's denying the heart is deceitful above all things, and that defilement comes from in the heart. But don't you be bait for Satan either. That's a good sermon title. I'm going to preach on that sometime. Don't be bait for Satan. Well, that would make me a lot of friends. Satan's tools. That's good. You know, it matters. King James only, yeah, but you better live like it. It better be in your life. Because you're going to be held accountable for it. And a lot of people like to poke at the King James Bible issue because those people, that the imperfect preachers that represent it. And we're all imperfect. We understand that. But don't deny it, that it's there, that it's real. It's not real. Don't deny that some of these people are using some of the poor testimonies of the defenders of the King James Bible today. They're using it against, and they're blaspheming against the Lord. Now, is it right that they're doing it? No. Are they right for trying to kick at God's word? Absolutely not. But neither is the person with the poor testimony right for living like an NIV when they hold up a King James. It matters, folks. It matters to God. We better follow the scriptures, better follow the book. We better be King James only in our lives, is how we live our lives. We better be holy and separated. Our wives and our families ought to be ordered after the scriptures. Amen. Our churches ought to be ordered after the scriptures. Our doctrine should be ordered after the scriptures. Our lives. Amen. You are the Bible that somebody reads sometimes. You know that, right? The Bible says you are an epistle written in our hearts. Remember that? But you're the only Bible that some people read sometimes. Are they, when they look at you, are they reading an NIV or are they reading a King James? Amen? Are they reading Jesus Christ, Lord of all in your life? Or when they view you, do they see something different? Are they reading some other epistle when they read? Are they reading an NIV epistle when they read your life and my life? Amen. That's good, isn't it? What are they reading, a King James or an NIV when they look at your life and my life? Think about it. They ought to see a King James. Amen. They ought to see the words of God. They ought to see somebody that believes it in faith and practice and that follows it. So I'm just exhorting you today and myself here and others that are listening. I'm very concerned when I see this amongst a movement today of people that as long as you're King James, well, you're okay. You can do whatever you want. You can get away with almost anything as long as you're King James. They'll invite you to meetings and have you preach and everything else, but nothing else. The doctrine, another doctrine, and lifestyle, what you do, none of that stuff is really that important. I've seen some people do this. These Ruckmanites live like the devil. I'm serious. Leave their wife, marry, and all at the same time. And watch this online. Fornicate, drinking, booze, everything, run around. But they wave, oh, I'm King James. And they write a bunch of articles about the King James Bible. One guy wrote a book defending the King James Bible. He's the same guy that wrote a thing that said, well, about it is not good for a man to touch a woman. But then he says, well, it's okay if you play around a little bit. That's okay. But he's King James. He's King James, though. Yeah, but he's got NIV Living. So what's it profit? He knows the King James Bible. Yeah. No. Excuse me, we got to be careful. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Be King James only in and out. Follow it. We believe it. We're held accountable by it. Father, thank you so much for your words. Help us, Lord, to live by them. Teach us, Lord, as only you can through this inspired word. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.